doctors.
Hey, Luis, this is Hawk calling you back with Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Not bad. You know, Friday, can't complain too much, right?
Right, the end of the week.
Yeah, as
right,
much
so
as you can.
Let's go over this. Now, you have the plan that you're offering is at $249. You started with $299, and then you can lower it to $249. When you lower, I will still get everything that's at $299.
Yeah, it's not going to change anything. Yeah, exactly. That's not going to change anything. You'll still have the same package. It's just a setup fee.
We're talking about $250, 12 months into a year. We're talking about over $2,500.
That's a good point you're making. So we do offer 3, 6, and 12 months if you pay up front. So then, and then there, I could waive the setup fee too. So you'd be looking at $700 on 3 months. So you'd actually save a couple of hundred there.
There is a setup fee.
Right. That's why the initial month is $299, and then it's $249 the next month, and every month after.
No, I will only pay $249, my friend. You gotta waive that. I did this before years ago.
That's not. I mean, I can see about that. That's not a problem, but Yeah, like I was saying,
I mean, we offer.
Try
this. Mm-hmm. I know you offer, but the problem is I need to see results. And for me to
commit
3 or 6 months, it's not so much the money. It's as you can understand, I don't know you from Adam, and I need to
see the
results of my business.
So it's better to start off with the month-to-month.
In a month and a quarter, what you're saying, it takes about a month and a half.
We'll right, 30 to 45 days, page, exactly.
Right?
You got it, yeah.
Right. So
and that's everything will be up and running by then.
Yeah, I mean, if I see results, I don't have an issue. Like, I don't have an issue paying what I'm paying now for Google Ads. I make every bit back. I mean,
right.
If I make every bit back, you guys are going to have a customer for a long time. I've been in Google for a
right.
long time.
And that makes sense.
Because
I mean, that's only fair, right? Yeah.
There's a reason why, because I make the money. And I don't mind paying.
Exactly,
you
there's
guys,
a return.
I don't mind the organic, because the organic is all day long. My pay-per-click is as much as I can afford what I come out
right.
of, or how much I'm buying.
Exactly.
So that's why I don't mind doing. And I'm going to be one of the first three, is that right?
You see, exactly. So you'll show up right there where the map pops up and you see 3 to 5 businesses that typically get listed on the very top. Exactly. That first page right there.
Right. That's fine. That'll work for me. Now,
okay.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
And I'll stick your brain here.
Okay.
A lot of times, my business name is Furniture Doctors. That's the business
right.
name. The website is NY Furniture Doctors. Right? Because
right.
that's the domain that I bought. Which is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a catchy name. I'm happy. The problem is that my customers from Jersey, they're a little hesitant. Because they say, and they see NY, and they go, this guy's coming from New York. You know, and he's going to...
Right, so they get a little iffy.
An arm and a leg. Right?
Right.
So... my question is, how would I avoid that?
So,
because the only way I see it is changing the name, the domain to.
That was going to be my first, yeah, is maybe a new domain name.
Right, but the problem is domains I bought. That domain is no longer available. Are you able to check that for me?
The technician I set you up with would be able
domain.
To check. On that, yeah,
no,
so.
No, nobody sets you up with that. You can do that yourself. You buy the domain and that's it. If you go on Google, you have a computer with you, right?
Right. So what's the domain you're looking for?
Right. Put down Furniture Doctors.
Let's see. Furniture.
Put furnituredoctors.com, I guess that's what it's called. Right?
Right.
Like GoDaddy, I think, gives domains. You know, just domain that you buy, nobody else can have it. Once they have that domain, I'm pretty sure that's sold already. But remember, it's plural, doctors.
Let's see. I'm going to go to GoDaddy. That might be the quickest way.
Right. You go domain, and then you put furniture doctors. Sorry, because I'm driving, so I'm not
right
able to on a computer at all, be hacking with the phone right now.
Yeah, no worries. I'm looking it up now. Looks like it's, yeah, it's available. They have furnituredoctors.com. Let me try the, here we go. I'm going to try get a couple different ones. So some, it looks like maybe someone does have it. It would be 70 getting it for, I mean, this is obviously going to be different through the company, but just generally. So there's furniture doctors with a dash in the middle. That's open. There's furnituredoctors.com. It's already taken, but you'd have to buy, obviously, you know, that's why it's a little more.
What do you mean you have to buy it? I'm not understanding.
Well, because on GoDaddy, right? So it says it's not available, but if you wanted, it looks like it shows the person who owns it, and you could buy, like, I'm not sure, but it's $70. Then if you go down, you see furnituredoctors.co.
That's nothing.
If you're okay with furnituredoctors.co.
Buy what you want, you know? But I'm just trying
yeah.
I forgot. I don't want it to say .com, but furniture doctors by itself. I don't remember. I haven't done this in years. I know I did
right.
it when I bought the domain. I did it myself. There was no tech or anything. That's very simple to do. You notice. Right.
Yeah, right.
So the whoever does the website, once you give them the domain, because it's yours, then they do the work. I don't do websites, but I know how to do the domain. Do you see if furniture doctors by itself is available? No. By itself. No .com.
No,
no
not by itself, no. It's either .org or ., you know, there's a bunch of different ones, but not by itself, no.
Not by itself. So are you familiar with these things? Do you buy them by themselves, or does it have to be furnituredoctors.com?
Typically it's .dot something. There has to be something. There's
it
doctors.
Right? No,
yeah,
I haven't done
you do
it
have to
years.
Typically have
know.
Something to have it navigate correctly. Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying the furnituredoctors.com is available by.
It looks like yeah, it shows someone who currently maybe has it, and it says 70. So instead of it being you know $2 or $3 or $8, it's $70. So it looks like somebody might already have access to it, and you would have to buy it or, you know, lease it from them, or I'm not sure exactly what this is meaning, but it's much more. So it looks like someone probably already has it. They're selling it. Right, exactly.
Right. They buy it, and they resell it. That's what they do.
Right, exactly.
They can't lease it. Nobody will lease a name. It's not worth it. Buying it, yes. I'll buy it.
Right. So it's 70 instead of, so it'd be a little more for that one, most likely, when our team would be searching. But it looks like, I'm sure they might be able to figure it out.
I'll look into that today.
Another way would just be with the marketing, we can showcase that you're not, right, going to have to spend an arm and a leg to get your service as well. So when they find you online on Google and whatnot, even though the website might say that URL, we can showcase through the target marketing that it's not that way. And then they'll most likely still contact you because if that's going to be their only reservation and they see that in black and white, it's not the case, they're still going to call you, right?
Right. So
we could also look at it that way.
Tell me what is it. The starting point will be from the Bronx. So we're going to do the
right.
Bronx.
That's another question I had for you, because the address that we have from your other listing, I think it was Angie's, was 132-35 Sanford Avenue. Is that correct? Or?
Yes, that's fine. That's fine. You can do two addresses,
and,
but I need to understand how does it work.
Okay. So from there, you're looking at 50 miles, a circle radius.
Right. So I'd rather do the Bronx, 50 miles out to Queens, and 50 miles out to Jersey. You understand?
Right. So do you have another address that we can use for verification?
Right, for the Bronx. It's already verified.
Oh, for your other...
I've been verified
okay, perfect.
Years ago. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I've
what's
been
that?
Done years ago.
So I can
let
find
it.
What's... Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
Hold on. All right, so the address is 101080.
Okay.
Anderson Avenue.
Anderson Ave. Okay. And that's also right. In Flushing, and that's the Bronx, right?
No, that's the Bronx, New York. Remember, we want to do 50 miles from the middle of the, because I service Jersey and New York. So I want
to. You have
to
the zip there as
so,
well?
10452.
452. Okay. So let me look this up.
10452.
Yep. I'm going to look it up on Google right now, because you said it's already verified, right?
It should be verified, yeah, because that's the one I was using before.
Okay, let's check it out.
And 13235 is also verified, because to me, it made no sense for me to have that, so you can, I don't need to use that. I'd rather use the Bronx.
Okay, so it makes more sense that way, yeah. So I'm not...
Sure.
Seeing a Google business profile for the Bronx one.
It should be, because they sent me years ago I had the postcard and everything.
So sometimes they do get flagged or taken down if they're not maintained. The only one I see that pops up, the first one, it says Furniture Doctor, but then there's an X after the R, and it's not your phone number. So this is not you. The rest is, like I said, but we can actually help you get that put back up, and we'll use that address, though. Because as long as it's from the Bronx, 50-mile radius from there, you'll be okay,
just
right?
Put it back with that. That's fine.
Okay, perfect. And then as for the listing itself, now you gave me a cell phone, the 917, but the number you'd like listed is the 866-423, that number, right?
You gotta make it big,
the
my
business
friend.
Line, right? Yeah, of course. Right, you got it. And then what's a good email for you?
The email will be the same on the website. You have to see the website.
So should that be linked to your Angie's then, the website? Because they didn't put anything in your profile here.
I don't do Angie's. Are you talking about Angie's? I don't do Angie's list.
You do have an old listing with Angie's. A lot of people say the same.
I don't like them.
Yeah, they're no good.
There's a reason why I don't use Angie's list. I don't because... you know, the whole fiasco. I already got money back from, the other company that does the same. I forgot what it's called. They got sued because...
Home Advisor?
This is what they do. They send you leads. They sell it to you for $10 a lead. And supposedly that lead is yours, but they give it to 10 different contractors, right? So now they're making $100.
Yep.
And meanwhile, you get nothing. Why? Because the customer says, they already called me for this.
Mm-hmm.
But they already charge you, so that's why they got in trouble.
And they charge everybody across the board that gets the lead, yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
It's smart.
No, I mean, for them, yeah. I mean, they're making millions, billions, I'm sure. Yeah. They're making a killing for sure.
I forgot what it's called. Home Advisor.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. Angie's bought out the Home Advisor, so now they're the same company, actually, which is even worse.
And I'm pretty sure they're still doing the same thing. I don't want to deal with Angie's List. Listen, I used Right. I used to have my own. I told you it was taken down. I don't know why. You said maybe it was flagged. I don't know why.
There's different multiple reasons why those things happen. If it hasn't been maintained for a while, it's just something random. But we'll be able to get our eye on it right away
take care of it for me. All right, so now you have my website, so like that you see what I do. Let me give you the website.
I do have it, New York Furniture Doctors. I got the email from there as well. So do you want us to build the new site with the new domain, or do you want to maybe look into that yourself and then let us know, or?
Is that part of it or no?
So with a website, it would be a one-time fee of $99 for like a basic site for your GDP. So it would be out the door $348. Right. To create like a something for your GDP, like a nice, site, like a landing page, would be, so out the door today would be $348, but you're still at the $249 a month because it's a one-time payment, if that makes sense.
Nah. With Google, like, it goes straight to my website. People are happy with that.
Yeah, you already have a site, so exactly. Yeah, that's why I figured let's just...
Why would I change that? Maybe I'll just change the name on the website That's basically
right. Right. And then you can get a new domain. Right. Exactly. And then just add the new domain to the right. Exactly.
Right. I just call my website guy and he'll just remove the NY. But I don't know. I'll figure that out.
Yeah, that's why I said you can look into it. Yeah, exactly. Right. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Right,
yep.
Right.
Okay.
That's fine.
And then for the keywords, I don't want to go by your Angie's listing because obviously that's probably not correct, but is there any specific services we should list you for? The more specific, the better.
Aren't you a Google founder?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I can find them myself. It's just
my
expedite. The process.
Go to my Google. I don't remember, but it's been years since I used it. But you have to understand what I do. I do furniture repair, and I'm going to relate
it like upholstering, buffing, and polishing, leather, vinyl repair.
Let me relate it to your home. You have a sofa that you've been sitting on for the longest, and it's flat. Every time you sit down, you sink.
Right.
You call me. Because most of my work is not coming to the shop. Most of my work to go to their home. It's a mobile service.
Right.
If I need to take, I'll take with me. But people don't need to leave their home. So that's the model. People don't have to bring the whole sofa to my shop, right?
Right, exactly. Definitely not want to do that, yeah.
Right. So then you got to look at it that way. So I do that. I also do leather repair, leather reconditioning, like ribs.
Yep.
Like let's say you have a slit on your leather, I repair all of that. And I also disassemble and assemble furniture, such as let's say you have a big sofa that doesn't fit through the door. I take them apart and put them together. So like that fits through your door. Right? Headboards, dressers, armoires, things that are too big, they don't fit through the door, I take them apart. Also what I do wood refinishing. Let's say you have people coming over, your 10 chairs, dining room chairs, they're made out of wood, they're all roughed up and everything. You will call me, can you touch them up for me? That's what I do. I repair them. So refurbishing, refinishing, so things like that, okay?
Okay, gotcha. Got it. Okay. So
the keywords itself, I wouldn't be able to help you because I wouldn't know.
No, no worries. Actually, from what I have generally here, of course, right? Yeah, our technician will be able to take what we have here, like these basic keywords, and then actually use the ones that people most often search when they search for these type of services to help you get more searches that way too. Yeah, that's
furniture repair. People, you look for furniture repair.
Exactly.
You know what caning is? Write it down.
What was the word?
They'll Google it. Caning. Caning is...
Oh,
you ever
caning.
Seen those... right, like you will have outdoor in the patio, you have this type of furniture that has a bamboo, made of bamboo. People sit on it. I don't know if you ever seen those, but that's called caning.
I think, yeah, it does ring a bell, yeah.
A lot of outdoor furniture is made that way. We do a lot.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're pretty much across the board with like any furniture.
Yeah. Well, one of my stores is Chanel.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Nice.
You know who Chanel is, right?
Yeah, of course.
The purses. Well, I do all of them in New Jersey.
Oh,
soon
nice.
I will be doing Los Angeles for them. So that has
happened
a lot.
There's some
you know?
Big money there in Los Angeles for those type of things. New York, too, of course, but LA.
It's big money in Manhattan, my friend.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy
big
about
time,
that. But it has worked out. So hopefully, this will bring me more business. If it works out,
of course,
I don't mind paying $200-some or whatever, as long as it makes me money. If it doesn't make money, I drop it.
No, of course. Hey, that's only fair, right? No, I agree with you totally there.
All right.
But I assure you, I mean,
how would I know when calls are coming from your...
That's a good question, too. So actually what's going to happen is when you'll have an app you can download on your phone, and you can actually see where the calls are coming from live, the keywords you're being searched for, the areas. We can filter the jobs through there. We can optimize, of course, and then you can make suggestions yourself, too. So you can see everything real time.
Okay, so it'll record the calls?
Actually, yes, you are correct. And you'll have a dashboard where you can go in and look back at the calls, see you missed one, that we can find them. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the phone numbers, it'll record the phone numbers, right?
Phone numbers, and actually, yeah, if they left a voicemail, it'll record that as well, yeah.
So then it'll have a different number. See, like my 1-800 number, everything is rerouted to my phone. Right?
Right.
So you
right, and that's the number we're going to list.
Number?
No, it'll be the number we're going to use here, the 866, which will be forwarded to yourself.
Okay. Well, yeah, but that's already forwarded. So you'll be using the same number.
So it'll be the same number, exactly.
Okay. No, because that will be another way of you guys seeing, because what I did before, they put in another number, and that's how they know the calls are coming from your, you know, for your company, whatever your advertising from.
Right, exactly. And then you know it's coming from our work. Right, exactly.
Right, but you won't know if you use my phone number. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
No, I got you.
If you use my phone number, that's what Google uses anyway. All right, let's see how it works. Do your magic. The faster, the better. I'll be looking
into
Google, finding out where I am and whether or not I'm visible. And we'll see if it works out.
Sounds good.
Okay. What's the warranty on this? What happens if it doesn't work out within a month and a quarter? Is it safe for me to call my credit card company and say I'm not paying you guys a dime?
I mean, that's your prerogative, but typically, I mean, we stand by our work. That's not going to happen. I mean, I've been here almost 2 years. I haven't had anybody do that before. I haven't had that problem.
Well, hopefully you don't have to, okay?
Right.
All right.
I'm hoping
so
the same, yeah.
All right. So, what's the next step?
So I got everything set up here. As for billing information, is that going to be the same then, the 1080 Anderson?
No.
Oh, okay. So what would be the billing address then?
The address will be 37 Blue, like the color.
Okay.
Bridge, that's two words. Blue Bridge, R-I-D-G-E.
Yep.
Avenue.
You said Ridge, not Bridge, right?
Ridge, right. R-I-D-G-E.
R-I, right. Perfect. Okay, in the city?
That is Greenboro. G-R-E-E-N, like the color.
Yep.
B-R-O-K.
Got it. And zip?
New Jersey, 08812.
08812?
08812. Zip codes are always five numbers.
Oh, no, you cut out in the middle. So 088, so there's two eights, right?
Yeah, no worries. Right, 08812.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm, so make sure we get it right here. And then, Luis, what's your last name?
Hubby without one B. You know, like a hubby without one B. Let me start. H-U-B-Y.
Hubby, right, like a wifey and a hubby, right? But with one B.
Right, right. Like your hubby, like, you know, but
your
without
hubby.
One B.
Right, right, right. Okay, gotcha. All right, so we got pretty much everything set up, your keywords. I have a 50-mile radius from the Bronx. If you want any of these specific cities, we can list them, like specific areas or maybe even zip codes if you wanted.
No, I don't know. Offhand, I have no zip codes. Whatever zip codes you have in Manhattan and Brooklyn, and you got to think about the five.
Manhattan, boroughs. Brooklyn,
five
and the Bronx, right? Like the boroughs, right. Okay,
no,
that's what I figured.
Let me tell you what the five boroughs are. You have Staten Island. Okay, Staten Island, you have Brooklyn,
yep.
The Bronx, Queens, and Manhattan, which is New York City.
Bronx,
that's the five boroughs.
Manhattan.
And Staten Island.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. That's what I figured. I just wanted to confirm. The technician will kind of go over everything with you when they're setting it up, but, you know, just as preliminary. Now, as for the billing, right, so we got the address. So basically, last couple steps, just the payment. Then I'll set up, like, your invoice. We'll go over that real quick so you can see everything that's involved. And then you're pretty much, you're done after that. So like we said, $249 across the board. I'm waiving the setup fee for you. So that's what's paid today and for the foreseeable future going forward. Okay?
All right. Let me see what we got.
Okay. So whenever you're ready, for the payment method, let me know.
Sure. Hold on. Hold on, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead. Is that a, oh, sorry, first. Five. Is it a Visa or MasterCard?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, great. Sorry about that. Go ahead when you're ready.
Yeah, I think it's a MasterCard. Hold on.
Okay.
You see, because I have a virtual one, so bear with me.
Oh, yeah, no worries.
Yes, it's a MasterCard.
Okay, great. And then go ahead with the number when you're ready.
5108.
Okay. 0502. Got it.
6796.
Okay.
1360.
All right. And the expiration?
0827.
827. Okay. And the number on the back?
258.
258. Okay. So just to confirm the number, 5108-0502-6796-1360.
Right.
Got it. Okay. So just going to set up your account now. Once I do this, then
all
we
right,
just
I'm
have...
I'm going to have to go, okay? So we're done, right?
Yeah, okay, so one last thing, if you do have to go right this second, just one other quick step that we do have to finish, and then I'll do the rest myself. It's called
awesome,
our voice verification.
I got 2 minutes.
Okay, perfect. I'll get it done as fast as I can. All right, I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of the order, can you please state the name of your business?
Furniture Doctors.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Louis Hubie, owner.
Okay, and you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
I'm the owner of the account, yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign as, you know, like processes and all that, of course. And as a result of increased visibility online, just be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we'll set up a security question for you. But we'll do that another time. Obviously, you're in a rush to make sure you know it's us when we're calling. Now, also, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay, and in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, please just let us know of any additional online marketing that you might do with another firm, just in case we might do something that might interfere with what they do or vice versa. And if you're not going to, then you can disregard that, okay? Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, okay, January 12th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th or just 30 days from today in the amount of $249. That will be your recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number. I'll text you here at the end of the call to speak with a live representative to do so. To prevent charges for your next month of service, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing will be due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're all good to go. I'll do the rest myself. I'll send you a text when I have everything set up.
Send me a receipt or via email, okay?
Yep, you'll get that. As soon as I process, you'll get it in your email there, and then everything else we can do. What's a good time for you to speak with the technician later when he can finish up everything for you?
All right, you can call back around 3.
Around 3? Okay, perfect. I'll have him call then, and you'll get everything else you need in your email and text, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye. Giselle.